Good morning. Today is Wednesday, September 15th. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Today we'll have intermittent clouds with a 25% chance of rain. Look for a high of 89 and a low of 70. In our top story, the Johnston County School Board is delaying its decision on whether to continue requiring face masks in schools. Tuesday, protesters led by Congressman Madison Cawthorn called for the end of the mask mandate. The school board decided to postpone the vote due to the absence of one of its members. A new state law requires school boards to hold monthly votes on their masking policies. The board will now hold a special virtual meeting at 2 p.m. Monday. The protest with the North Carolina congressman drew hundreds of people. Parents say they would like the masks to be optional. But others urged the district to stand firm in its decision. In more education news, clusters of COVID-19 cases at schools around the Triangle continue as the school year goes on for students and teachers. 21 schools have active COVID-19 clusters. That includes 12 schools in Wake County, 2 in Orange County, and 1 in Durham County. As COVID-19 clusters and cases continue to rise, some classrooms, individual schools, and entire school districts have temporarily switched to remote learning. In area colleges, Duke University is loosening some campus COVID-19 restrictions after reporting a drop in cases on campus this week. Students and employees will no longer need to wear face masks outdoors, except at large outdoor events such as home football games. Duke reported 28 cases among students and 9 cases among faculty and staff over the past week. The downward trend comes after 2 weeks of tighter COVID-19 restrictions, including requiring masks indoors and outdoors and suspending indoor dining. Professors were also allowed to teach their undergraduate classes remotely for 2 weeks because so many students were absent due to isolation and quarantine. In business news, hundreds of jobs are available in the manufacturing and logistics industry in the Triangle, and a hiring firm hopes to fill them at a job fair today. Hire Dynamics, a staffing firm that operates across the Southeast, wants to hire at least 400 seasonal warehouse and distribution center jobs. The jobs pay around $15 to $17 an hour for companies who focus on e-commerce and are preparing for the busy holiday season. For details on the hiring event, head to newsobserver.com. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.